filled crags. Shane and Frank were supposed to meet him on the dock. Mo was about 10 minutes early, so there was a chance they were still held up with something. Maybe they were with the people of the village. So Mo sat on a rock and waited. 10 minutes passed, and Mo grew impatient. He waited another 10 minutes before he decided to have a look for himself. Annoyed as he was, he wouldn't feel right leaving if he didn't make sure they weren't around. Neither man had seemed flighty. They seemed like decent, reliable guys, so he was willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. He would, however, give them grief for making him climb up the side of a cliff to get to the top of the island and look around. Going for a hike had not been part of the deal. Mo made his way up the zigzagging path carved into the cliff that led to the island and stopped to look around. He had never seen the island from that vantage point. The trail led him to a grassy field. To his left was a forest, but a narrow footpath continued to the right, toward the southern end of the island. He saw no signs of people or civilization. Mo knew there was a village on the island because he often saw people come to town. The footpath had to lead the way, but it appeared to be a long walk. Another frustration. Grumbling slightly, Mo set down the path on what he hoped was a short, simple journey to wherever Shane and Frank were. A breeze came in from the eastern side of the island, carrying the smell of salt and maybe a hint of rain. He didn't want to be on the island when bad weather came in, and he quickened his pace as a result. It was a shorter trip than he had expected before he saw the little village. It had been built into a depression, almost a crater, that set it away from everything else. Mo wondered why anyone would build there, but it was not his place to question how other people lived. There were a handful of cabins, some stone and some wood. He saw no signs of life, though, and when he looked closer, it was clear no one had been in the village for years. The cabins were empty of all but a few pieces of trash.
"Well, where the hell is everyone?" he asked aloud.
There were no footprints in the mud around the cabins. The only conclusion he could draw was that there must have been another village on the island, but he had no idea where to look and had no intention of exploring further. Mo retraced his steps to the boat and got on board, pondering what to do next. He didn't want to leave anyone stranded, but they had given him little choice. He took the receiver from his radio and turned the channel.
"Hey, Vedder, you got your ears on? Over."
"Go ahead, Mo, over,"
came the response, crackling and hollow sounding. He had told his friend Vedder back in the harbor where he was going, a safety precaution he adopted any time he went out.
"I'm at Maple Grove, and no one is here. Not just the guys I dropped off, but everyone. There's a village, but no one's been here in years. You got any idea where the people are in this place? Over."
Vedder's laughter answered him.
"Man, I do not go to Hippie Island. No idea what they do there. They're probably all frolicking in a field somewhere. Over."
Mo sighed and looked back the way he had come.
"I don't know what's going on here. These boys seem like good guys, you know. Worried something went down out here. Over."
"I don't know what to tell you, but the forecast is grim. I wouldn't stay out too long if I were you. Over," Vedder replied.
"Yeah,